Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome. Welcome. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. We're always here to welcome you and to our desire always to bring the truth from a grassroots level and listening to all the calls and sharing a biblical experience so we all can grow thereby. Amen. And this subject that we are discussing, who is reasoning? Who is reasoning together? Sometimes we want to know, amen, there are a lot of things that are happening. We want to know what God has to say about it. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We ask to stretch your hand of deliverance upon each and every one that is listening. And we want to bind Satan's hand on every part. And Lord, we give you the victory and we give you the glory. And this is what we ask, oh God. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Who is reasoning together? Who is reasoning together? Scripture going to be taken from Isaiah, the first chapter, and he is one of God's major prophets. He could be one of the upper class prophets. He's an aristocrat. He's one of the rich from the rich family inheritance. Amen. He's writing here Isaiah the first chapter, and he's discussing some things here. Amen, about God's people and people in general. Sometimes we overlook certain things. In Isaiah, the first chapter in the 16th verse, he said, wash yourself, make yourself clean, put away evil of your doing from my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressors, defend the fatherless, plead for the widows. Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. Talking about the Word of God. He's talking about the Word of God. Now we want to expand this this lesson because there's some things that we overlook, and we look at situation wondering why we are not prospering, or wondering why things are not going the way that we desired it to go, and we have planned. You have sought many people and circumstances, and would come up, and issues would come up, and you forget about. Amen. Now, you forget about that you was born with a doctrine within you that you are self-sufficient. And that started in the garden. All our trouble started in the garden. Amen. The Garden of Eden. And Satan came down and he told, amen, the first two human beings that God is holding something from them. God is holding something from them. And if you do this and do this, you'll be just like him and you will need him. Amen. So through that sense, amen, of reasoning, you have isolated many of God's people and people in general that want to come and get involved in Christianity or want to come and be a part of any society, movements, and clubs or anything of righteousness. They have found themselves saying, no, I'm not going to do this because I don't need those people. And those people is this, that, and the other. Not knowing that they're thinking and those thoughts that pop up in your mind real quickly, you should say to yourself, okay, then what then? If I don't need those people, what then? What then? What then? What then? And you'll find yourself, amen, like a hermit on an island, stranded, no help, nobody won't throw you nothing because you have isolated yourself. This is one of the lessons of life, amen, concerning Isaiah 1:16-17, amen, what you should practice, amen, Isaiah 16:17. When the Lord dealing with the prophet, he was going to speak to the people of Israel, amen, about learning to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressors, defend the fatherless and the widows who are out there, amen, concerned about other people other than yourself. You out there, everybody's selfish, and that's what Paul was saying about this end time movement. Amen. Selfishness is here. But God said, come on now, come on, come on, let's reason. Let's reason this thing out. What then now? If you nobody care about the widows, nobody care about it, might be some of your relatives or cousins or family. It might be you one day, widow, amen, fatherless, amen. What then? You need help. We all need help. We all need help. So where are we going with this? We're going with this that we need each other. But one of the major questions is now then, if we feel we don't need each other, amen, who are the ones that are working together? Where are they going? Where are they going? Where are they going? In Isaiah, amen, we're going to look at the book of James here for 1 minute. The book of James, and we want to talk about Ecclesiastes 4, Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter, saying that two, amen, two is better than one. Two is better than one. Amen. The church is a tremendous location. And the church is full of, amen, people that have skills and talents, amen. If they would talk among each other, you come to church, and that's one place of all the talents and skills people are coming together that you can find somebody you can work with, share with, talk with, because love should be there. Love should be there. Communication and love should be there, and we should be always looking, because Jesus taught us, amen, anyone else to come to Christ to love one another. Now, Ecclesiastes 4:12 says, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Amen. If we go back up at the ninth verse of the fourth chapter of Ecclesiastes, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lay down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Now, we know that that can cover a lot of areas. It can cover a lot of areas there. But the point is, amen, you don't have to be in this thing by yourself. You don't have to be in this life because the church, number one, is an institution God had set up whereby we all can come. All background, all education, all talent, skills, inheritance, we all come there because we're looking for what the salvation and the victory of we going home that the song was about. Amen. That come forward, John P. Key, we're going up yonder. Amen. But now the point is here, many of us have isolated ourselves. And the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, if you have a problem, you got to go to somebody. You got to talk to somebody. Amen. And Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receiveth, and he who seeketh findeth. To him who knocks, it will open. Amen. So you have to go to somebody. You got to, today we have all type of communications. We have all type of instruments. Amen. So nothing but the devil has set out. Amen. Lucifer, the son of the morning, amen, has said within you, amen, that you don't need anyone. Amen. You got somebody to turn your lights on. Somebody is, you got the water running. Somebody, amen, is giving you a check. Somebody have taught you a language that you live in, that you're speaking now. Amen. So we need one another. We need one another. Now to further go to a higher height and a deeper depth, amen, that's why the young children are being bombarded not to get education. Somebody got to teach them. Somebody got to teach them. So we make it very, very simple. I know we have other ideas that who is reasoning together, amen, and what other approach, amen, the Holy Spirit always take us, amen. We can go to our lines. We can go to our phone lines, and we always welcome, amen, our team, amen, and those of you that are listening, amen, you can call 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. 1-855-236-2252. Amen. 1-347-215-8816. And you press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. If some way you want to share on something, a vision or a dream, as always, we always open it up. We don't call your name. We always respect you. If you want to give your name, you can, because it is being recorded and other people are hearing it all over the United States. Amen. I'll be praying for all those that are listening. Amen. Afterwards, the last 5 minutes, we go into prayer. Amen. But here, if you want to discuss what you feel God has given to you about this message, amen, who is reasoning together? Amen. Have anybody discussed things with you and you begin to see, amen, or you might find it was better. You might not know, amen, that someone has called you and asked you questions and different things and you really didn't understand. Amen. But after that, they were seeking information from you. They were seeking information for you. Amen. So you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And there's no wrong answer in this programming. And there's no wrong answer. We're hoping and praying that we know that someone has some great information, some great insight that would help all of us somewhere. We all put our little bit in. Amen. And Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. And we're talking about who is reasoning together? Who is? Amen. Through all the things that are happening today all over the world, reasoning is a powerful situation. Amen. Negotiation is powerful. It's powerful. And I had to learn that. And I find that when you come to people for information, amen, you coming to seeking for yourself or for others, and that is a step up in life of understanding. There's a step up in life for understanding. All right. All right. As we continue, amen, until our technician will put us in, amen, we have to, these scriptures concerning seek, knock, amen, and the prophet Isaiah talks about, amen, these are things, these are life lessons. These are life lessons, amen, that you can, you learn. You learn, you learn, and you practice, and you talk to others. And through these lessons of life, in the early part of my ministry, the Lord gave me this chapter, Matthew 7 and 7. Amen. And I use it. I use it. I practice it. Amen. And talk to people about information. I call people, amen, that I feel that will not, you know, carry on my information to others. There's certain things you can't share, but things that you need, you know, about your career, investments, whatever it might be, whatever it might be, even travel. It might be simple things, but once you begin to practice it, it takes a lot of heavy load off of you. It takes a heavy load off of you because Jesus said that, amen, he said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. That's what he said. So he wants us to, amen, in Matthew 11 and 29, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So these are a part of God's teaching, amen, sharing. And sit down instead of arguing with someone, or you got to learn how to negotiate. And we know all the country, different countries have ambassadors, amen, in the world where they come and sit down. So can we talk it out? You know, so can we talk it out, trying to find a middle ground, amen, before we go to war. Even in war, you need more than one person. Just two people battling it out. That's not a war. That's just a plain old a confrontation between another. But a war, you got everybody you can think of on their side, on this side, hundreds of thousands of people. Amen. So that's a big investment there that you don't need. Amen. The laws losing life and things. So even your families. Families can be able to have to talk things out. Talk things out. Even in marriages, talk things out. Amen. On the job, you have to be able to talk things out and find a middle ground that everyone can live in. Everyone can live in. Amen. Everybody, we have to, everyone in this life, we're all in this life together. Amen. We're not going to be going to the moon right now or different planets right now. Amen. You got to live here until Jesus comes. Amen. Maybe your neighbor. It's one of the royal laws. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. You invested so much money and time and your property. Amen. Even your neighbor. You got to go out there and say, let me find a middle ground here that we both can live in the same community. Amen. So that's one of the lessons of life. We have to practice it. We have to practice it. Reasoning. Amen. One of the greatest teachers, Jesus said that. Jesus said that. So that's a part of our spiritual growth. Part of our spiritual growth. Amen. Once you get saved and come into Christ, and you'll find that everybody in the church come from different backgrounds, and amen, it came out of different religions, and the pastor or the teacher there, amen, he got to be confronted daily, amen, as often proving out and teaching Jesus, Jesus' teaching and what God told him to do, the commandments from God, amen, to make everybody coexist together. Amen. They come now. The prophet said, come now, let's reason. Let us sit down at the morning table. Amen. Let us sit down here and see what we can come up with. See what we can come up with. All right, the phone lines are open. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. All right, we have a caller on 954-4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Deacon. Bishop, God bless you. It's nice to be on the call again.
God bless you.
Always always great topics, and, you know, this thing, like I say, come now, let us reason together. You know, that is the word. You know, the word says iron sharpens iron. You know, the first trick of the enemy was to isolate Eve and talk with her. And still today, the number one trick of the enemy is to get you to isolate yourself. He wants you to isolate yourself from the assembly of the church. Stop going. You know, he will get a person to stop going. And he'll get them in there to move farther and farther to the back of the church until they get where I'm not going to go at all. And get them compromised. You can get the message sitting at home. You can turn the TV on or turn the radio on or anything and get the word of God. You don't have to go and be up around them. They just want to know your business and stuff. Don't let anybody know your business. But that's the trick of the enemy, and it has been effective ever since Eve, to first of all isolate us, and that's what he wants to do, to isolate ourselves. When we isolate ourselves, we cannot win against the enemy. You know, Jesus never tried upon himself to go one-on-one with Satan. He always used the word God. So if Jesus wouldn't try to go against him by himself, we should never, ever attempt to isolate ourselves away from others, because that's the way the strength is, and the enemy knows it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Very good. Very good point, as always. Amen. Because nothing like being in a live group, amen, lively, touching hands and shaking hands with one another. Amen. Even we all got friends or someone that we want to be in contact with. Amen. To talk to. Amen. Amen. Got very, very good points. Amen. We need groups. We need group contact. We need to be in a crowd. Amen. To get out and make that effort. Make that effort. Amen. To put your clothes on, set the time. Amen. It helps when you start preparation and getting out. Preparation and getting out, getting in the place. It helps to renew your mind. It helps renew your mind. All right. God bless you as always. Amen. As always, we have another caller. Amen. It's push 1 on your phone. Amen. Continue on reasoning together. Amen. It's one thing to sit home and say, well, God wants to be a witness. You know, the more you testify and tell others and be among the same environment, amen, and come out another environment, it does help you mentally. It helps you mentally, amen, and it helps you to focus, amen. Knowing life is more than just sitting home, amen. It's going to take time to work it out. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. How are you today?
Yes, sir.
I'm listening to the program, and And I was given the wrong subject matter. And we won't talk about that. I told my son, I said, somebody in the hood went cute, they gave you the wrong information. but as you listen, the Lord had mercy on me, and he began to show me that what you are saying is very much true, and it's really the depths. It's the depths of the thing, the deception that's going on today. You see, the enemy, he comes as an angel of light, and he's telling us, he's trying to tell all of us that we can, you know, we can say we're saved, and we can make it by ourselves because of Christ in us. He using the word against us. He's saying, yeah, he is the hope of glory, but you can make it by yourself. And we know that's a deception right there, because it is that Jesus, in him, God wants us to work together and grow together. He wants us, my God, he wants us to edify one another. You see, there is where the hidden truth comes through, when we come and edify one another. And there you find God. Now, I should have been able to write some of this stuff down as he speaks, because you know how the mind is. But nobody gets God until they get Christ. You get the Son God gives us. Now, God saves us. He gives us to Christ. But Christ, what? Mm-hmm. Through Christ, we get God. And that's what the scripture tells us, that Jesus said, I and the Father come, and we'll make our abode. So it is true that we need to work together. Now, Isaiah was talking there to Israel. And what happens is that Israel, they had their patterns, because they constantly moving from place to place. But God wanted obedience out of them. So he's saying to them, come now, let us reason together. And in line of that, you see, to us, he's saying, you remember Paul said, a man ought to always pray and not faint. See, yes. This is what God was saying to Israel. Instead of come pray, he's saying, come face to face with me. You see, I'll wash you, I'll do this for you. So to us, after the spirit, after we are placed in the body, we must be filled with the spirit. And see, this is why I'm being conclusive here. This is why we can't get along and work together, because the Spirit is our connector. And I say my own amen right there. We have to be filled with the Spirit. And Paul talked about, you know, the urgency of the Spirit and how the Spirit speak expressively, and talking about how to be careful that you know the same spirit. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of division and breakdown, because the Holy Ghost is not operating as he ought to operate. Now, it's a strange thing there, but that's our connector. And you notice to anybody, if you want to be big in God, what he said, let him serve. Ain't that so?
Yes, sir.
It's a spirit that you surrender. If you don't, God won't use you like you ought to, but men are lifting their own head. And Paul always talked about men's doctrine and what men are coming up with, though they are using the word. So I'm looking at the fact that being filled with the Holy Ghost, and just like the old time, I heard you say it several times, let him control you. You walk after him. You see what I'm saying? Yielding your members unto righteousness. So this is what I'm saying. It's a great subject there. But I find myself, even today, listening to, I was in a service the other day, and I said, Bishop, almost paralyzed, because I began to hear and wonder, about spirits right there in the service working together. I'm saying, now, yeah. What is this? And I'm sitting there talking to the Lord, now, Lord, what is the deal here? You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. This is the time which we live in. We must come together. I don't care what your deal is or what your breakdown. If we come to Jesus, he'll fix it. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to start with this point. I totally agree with what you're saying about there's somebody you can go to, because the Bible tells us that God got somebody, and we can go to them, and they will help us. They have to help us. Amen, because the Lord will what? Ordain to be so. Let me stop that there.
Amen. You gave us a plate full here, as always. Amen. The Lord always deal us and put us on an area here. I thought about Paul when you were speaking. Amen. Paul got delivered and everything, and he had to get out of the country. Amen. Went out in Arabia and came back, but he talked to old man Peter. But he had to talk to old man Peter, sit down and talk with him.
Yeah.
Amen. And he asked, all right, God bless you. Amen. As always, we get the Holy Spirit feeding us. We get some good revelation here. Amen. We got another caller, area code 910-6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Elder could have kept going there. He gave us a plate full there tonight. I think this is a very good topic. I think one of the things that we have to realize is that two is always better than one. And when we're going through situations, a lot of times when we can find someone to go to and discuss the matter, oftentimes they have already been through that situation, so they can be a key person to help us get through the situation, and not only give us good sound advice, but also pray with us. And two people praying together for a common cause is one of the most powerful things we can ever have. And the enemy always wants us to be divided and not come together and pray and not being able to share with each other different things. But it's very, very key as believers that we all come together and pray together, acknowledge our faults. As the Bible says, confess our faults one to another. And, you know, I found out myself that there's many things that, you know, you need help with, or you may be in a situation and you thinking that, well, I can't talk to nobody about it. But a lot of times the Holy Spirit will lead you to the right person and to share it with, and not knowing, you know, you might not have knew before you talked to them. But if it weren't for the Holy Spirit leading you to do it, that person is the right person that you needed to talk to, and that person can give you the guidance that you need to help you get through your situation. And a lot of times the enemy knows that, so he'll try to get you to kind of be fearful about sharing things with different ones. It's very good when you can just be open and find that person that can, you know, you can share things with. They can give you that experience, that knowledge, and also be in prayer with you. I got people that, you know, I confide in and talk with, and also pray with. And we also set times aside to fast together, you know, for a certain deal. It might be something they're going through, or it might be something I'm going through, and we're turning out our plate together and the same day, same time, and pray and fast on the same situation. And I think that's what we got to do these days, because the enemy got so many tactics and so many schemes to get us off course. It takes a group of people coming together for a common cause to make it today, because there's so many things that he hits us with in so many different ways, and it's sometimes it can be subtle and you might not realize it, but you need that person who can get you back online sometimes. Even sometimes in ministry, sometimes it's good to have that person that can kind of make sure that you're not getting outside of yourself, but make sure you're in check. So I think it's a very good subject tonight, much needed in the body of Christ, because that's one of the areas where Satan is really, really working with us. Because a lot of times, people even have been walking around and stressed out. People are walking around stressed out. people are, some people have, you know, committed suicide just because they don't talk to nobody, and it's all bottled up on the inside of them, and it begins to eat away at them like cancer. They think they're going through, and they just don't want to share it with anybody. But it's key to find somebody that you can trust and go ahead and share it. And I believe that when we do that, it's our job as a brother or a sister to cover that person in prayer. And I believe that when you cover a person in prayer, it should be like a blanket of prayer around them, covering them all the way up and keeping them covered in prayer. And once we do that, we can help our brother or our sister get through situations they're facing when we begin to do that. So I just wanted to share that tonight.
All right, very good. You hit some very good points. Amen. We'll say the same thing with the elder. We're going to try to address that, having the same spirit, amen, a spirit connection, especially in time, and confessing your faults. Jane would say it, amen, confessing your faults one to another and pray for one for another. The fifth chapter of James, that will eliminate a lot of stress and a lot of people have to talk it out. Amen. You have to talk it out or write it out. Amen. It's got to come out of you. Amen. Oh, God, you can be healed. Sometimes it just be unforgiveness or something that was done and the enemy trying to beat you down, and quieten your mind. Get it out of there before you can quieten your mind. You're making a mistake. Amen. It was a mistake, and you honestly, and finding the right person you can talk to, amen, is very important, very important. Amen. Reasoning with someone, sharing with someone, amen, on a godly background, with a godly nature about themselves, amen. And that's a part of spiritual growth. Once you get saved and set aside with Christ, amen, you got to work on that mind and that conscience, because we still live in this thing. We still live. Paul called it a creature. We still live in this body, amen. And Paul said he found. Amen. He found in the book of Romans, he said he found that, amen, there's a war going on. So you got to get on the winning side, get somebody to help you fight this war going on the inside. Amen. So we're praying that this program be a help to some. Amen. All right, you can push one. You know, we got a lot of food. We can really go on. We're in the end time now. We have to reason that there's so many things that are coming up in this world now, so many things in time. And people, you see them and they really don't think it's there, but it is there. It is there. Walls and rumors of walls and earthquakes, amen, and pestilence in diverse places. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew and Luke and all the gospel, these are the times of sorrow. These are the times of sorrow. So out to everybody that's listening, those that you can share listening, you're not the only one sorry about this. It's sorry the whole world. If they have some kind of godly love in them, they are sorry what's going on. But Jesus said that now in him we have peace and we have joy. And we need for us to focus on that. Amen. And try the spirit. Because the enemy always bringing up problems, and that's his, that is one of his job, spiritual warfare. Pride, amen, is a part of it. Jealousy, amen. We need to try the spirit, amen. You got to get it out of you. You got to talk it out, amen. Let's push one on your phone and hear what we get called away, amen. On this, this is a very good subject. Sometimes when people come to Christ, they feel like, amen, that's it. Yes, in God's eyesight, what you have done has been washed away in the sea of forgetfulness. In Ezekiel 18, God said, listen, amen, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. You are not charged with the family sins or cousin's sins, relative sins, your wife's sin or your son's sin. No, you're going to be charged only for your sin. Amen. And so it has to be reasoned out and talked out. Amen. And going to a church home, finding some place to go. You might not like it. Amen. But you have to use it. We have to find a church. Amen. Like, don't. It might not work out like you. Everybody's in the tabernacle. It's a tabernacle. It's a congregation. The real church is you and I. He that is in us is greater. But God ain't calling no buildings out of here. He calling it, you know, he calling people. Amen. So come now. Prophecy, come now. Amen. Confess your faults one to another. Confess your faults one to another. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. You can call 855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're discussing, amen, those that are listening, we always invite, amen, you can get in on a conversation as well. Just push 1. We don't give your name out. We just call your area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. You might have something you want to share, or you feel that you want to make a statement. Maybe someone can add to it to help you. Amen. All right. Area code 954-4427.
Yes, Bishop. You know, I'm listening and, you know, this thing confessing one to another. You know, I'm always looking at the enemy and how he's improved his weaponry. You know, he takes, we are so modern now that the enemy has got us way that we are all looking to isolate ourselves, to be one, to be on top by ourselves. And we see that in our society today, when every time the news come on and someone has done something terrible, they check their background and find that these people was always alone and isolated with the computer. We look and see today that they people are encouraged to get the wireless headphones and walk around in public with the ears covered up, and the eyes is focused on their phone, so they're not using their sight or the ears now. They got the ears covered up. They got the eyes focused on what's in their hand. And so they're just missing out on socialism itself. So we raising up generations and teaching them to isolate yourself. And so when it comes to the ministry, people sitting in ministry, and they're encouraged in ministry to stream out and let someone know what's going on in the service. This distracts you from the word coming forth from the pulpit. You're trying to tell someone who's not there what's going on, and at the same time you miss what's going on in the service because you were trying to communicate with someone who's not there. But this thing now, this age we're in now, seems to be that we are constantly promoting people to isolate themselves, and that's what we see going on a lot of times when people are doing these terrible things in life. It's all because we find out they had no socialization. They nobody knew them. They quiet to themselves, and so this is not the way. You know, Jesus, when he just picked 12 disciples, and I find that kind of unique, picking 12 disciples because he sent them out in twos. Mm-hmm. He never sent a person out by himself. And I think there's a lot in that he never sent one disciple out by himself. He sent them out in twos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, this thing of having someone by your side, it is very important. You know, even the fact when Jesus ascended into heaven, he said, I'm going to send a comforter to be with you always. So, you know, there was never a time that we was encouraged to be isolated, even down to in our spirits, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us always.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, very good. Okay. All right, you hit on some strong things there. We have to continue. We have to own that because we have some widows amen, that's probably feeling that, well, I got to run out and get married, or some single people say, well, I'm going to have to run out and get married now since I'm hearing what the Bible is saying. But that is not the approach that reasoning is. Reason is not. There are many groups that come together and discuss their problems. Amen. When you're reasoning, that means you have a situation or problem you need to share with others or someone. Amen. And doing that, they have of the same mind, what we're discussing here, about the same mind and same spirit. You need to have a godly person, but God can use anyone he desires, amen, that you can vent your situation to. But preferably, he wants to have a godly person that know the word. And we go back again to the church, amen, going into God's house, the atmosphere, shaking your hand, how you doing? In other words, ain't nothing wrong with you, amen, but that's the way, the matter of the enemy just got the way you're thinking. Thinking something wrong with you. No, nothing wrong with you. It's just a matter of what the enemy's trying to get across, amen. So when you go somewhere, amen, you can be a single, you can be a widow, amen, and all right, we have sick, broke, have no money, amen. All right, we have area code 305-4271. Yes, sir.
Bishop, the what God did, he styled the church as marriage.
Yes.
You see,
mm-hmm.
And you remember in the beginning, he said, "Now it's not good for a man to be alone."
Mm-hmm,
so what
mm-hmm.
he did, he architect the church, you see. And so
mm-hmm.
this is why we must work together. This is why we must come together. And he says that now if two, you see what I'm saying, three
mm-hmm.
should touch and agree. See, his style, see, the church is built on the foundation which was already laid. Now, Jesus
mm-hmm.
is that foundation because he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, of the earth. So we see here that God, he built it, and now in the church he uses the same pattern. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why the enemy comes so against good marriages. I mean shabby ones. He wants
mm-hmm.
to destroy it. Because this is what he did. Just like from the beginning, he said to Eve, "Has not God said?" You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He using all this stuff because his thing is to take over, to take the glory from God. So this is
mm-hmm.
the age in which we are living, you see. Now I say this, and you'll see exactly what we're facing. This is why Jesus says, "I never leave you, my God, nor will I forsake
mm-hmm.
you." You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You may be isolated in the church. God will send somebody to you. If he don't send somebody to you, listen, he'll start talking to you yourself. You'll be looking around, who said that? See, because his word is foremost. And it must stand. So Jesus said this in the scripture in your opening. He said man can live by bread alone. Now listen to who he was talking to. He talking
mm-hmm.
to the devil. He said
mm-hmm.
man can live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. So now there's your makeup right there. God said Jesus said, "I and the Father come and sup with you." So the moment
mm-hmm.
you start feeling like ain't nobody cares and nobody this, all you got to do is open your mouth and start talking because the Father right there listening to you. Am I making sense? So
all
this
right.
is what
all
we
right.
are. We are built on the foundation of the Word of God. That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Now you hit on some points here. I got so many written down here, but I can. But this one right here, that's communication, amen, is so very important. Even
yes.
Adam and Eve, nobody was there. Nobody,
uh-huh.
Just those two people,
uh-huh.
And the enemy jumped into communication.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And Paul and Mark got upset here, and Mark walked off. So godly people can get into some situation here.
Uh-huh.
The enemy, but he just put down our pride and humble ourselves, and like I say, we gonna be great in the kingdom. He said, you got to humble yourself like a little child. Amen. And the greatest among you is be a servant, Jesus said. So we have to sit down and cool down and say, okay, now we got to talk this thing out. Amen. That's a marriage seminar we're going to get into after a while. Amen. But you hit so many good points. I just had to jump in there on that one.
The Holy Ghost spoke out. Remember?
Yes,
He said, separate me, Paul and Paul, for the work I call them to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is necessary for all us mm-hmm. to be in the body, hooked up to the same spirit. There's many ways of administration. There's many gifts, but all of them
yes.
work by the self-same spirit.
That's
so
same
this
spirit.
Is what God wants to get us to. This is why I tell my story, you tell your story, but the spirit what? Brings it to edification. All of us get happy, but it's the same spirit.
Yeah. All right. God bless you. Amen. As always, we're getting ready to turn the corner. Amen. We're getting down now. I'm quite sure anyone else have anything else to say. Amen. And put it on the table tonight. We're in a big cafeteria now. We're walking down the line and pick up anything you need. Amen. If you got a little problem concerning your pride, just throw your pride down. Don't let that block you. Amen. From what God want to help you with. Amen. You got to learn how to go to people. Learn how to go to people. Amen. If you see a man friendly, count yourself as friendly or be friendly. Amen. Learn how to approach people. Amen. You there? I said to all the young people that's going to school and college. Amen. Don't go in there and take over the class. Amen. You trying to get a grade from the teacher? Humble yourself. Soon that class is out, school is out. Amen. You gone. So the same thing apply. When we live in this life. Look for the good in people. And this time and days and the end time, 1 John was talking about try the spirit and see whether or not it's of God. All advice out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, the Bible said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, God is there. Other words, and you got your answer, amen. And I was discussing some things about health today. Amen. And calling someone, they gave me some information, and I called another person, and he said, oh, my God, I know that many years ago. Amen. So there are some things that God is driving his people toward through the same spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost got the line going, the computer lines going, and the Holy Ghost got all information out there. And we just begin to seek it, and he'll draw us all together, and you can sort it out. And see whether or not that is of God, that what you did. You always have to see whether it's of God. See if the enemy planting something or throwing something out there. Amen. You got to try it. Try the spirit. Amen. Examine it and look at it. Amen. And take your time to deal with it. Whatever's been said. Somebody want to come and talk to you and say, okay, don't take the... Jump on it. Just work a while. Say, okay, all right. I thank you. Thank you for it. The next thing you know, you go pray about it and talk to God. I say, how can I handle this? James said, if a man desire wisdom, let him ask God. So Jesus brings us into the body of Christ. Amen. He brings us in the body of one spirit, family of God, and we get the wisdom from God. Okay, all right. We can take one more comment here and then we're going to go into prayer for those that we'd be praying for all these situations, sickness and diseases. But we'll take one more comment. Let's press one on the phone. And then we have our technician put us in. Amen. and many more comments, even what already been said. Amen. A vision or a dream. Anyone have had a vision or a dream? And we know visions and dreams come through a multitude of business. So you can have to examine those dreams to see whether or not, amen, when you're stressed out and worried and a lot of things happening, amen, you got to examine that dream. If you got a dream, you definitely got to examine that dream. Amen, because the things can come up so quick in your mind, and that comes from the inner man, from the man, natural man, too. Those thoughts just pop up there. And you can say, okay, then what then? What then? What then if I do this? What then if I say this? What then? Amen. All right, we're getting ready now to, we're going into prayer. Amen. We need three prayer warriors to call in and press one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Anything God put on your mind to pray, amen, about our listeners and families and any area, amen. Let's press one now. Amen. And we're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. We need three prayer warriors. Anyone can start us off. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. 855-236. Amen. We have one. 954-4427. God bless you.
Father God. We pray tonight that you keep us from idleness and selfishness. But, Father, I pray that we will seek out spirit-filled individuals, that we will reason together, that, Father God, that your will may be done in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. God bless you. We have another caller. We need two more callers to call in. Amen. To best press one. All right. God bless you. 72-71-305.
Lord, we are grateful for the lesson we have heard over the air tonight. We thank you for your precious blood, how you covered us all. And we ask you, oh God, to give us understanding according to that we have to know, and show us how to walk in divine nature through your divine nature, through obedience and temperance, oh God. Help us to stand in these days and the hour. And all the listeners, oh God, enrich their spirits that they would call in and get on some of this food that are being served. We ask for Bishop and his family tonight. In Jesus' name, give thanks, prayer. Amen.
Amen. We have one more. We need one more caller. Amen. We're going to close out. Amen. You can press one
Glory
on your phone.
To God.
Amen. Just remember. Amen. Those that want information, all right, I think we have, amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for the caller. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for being among us, oh God, and sharing through the Holy Spirit, quickening our mind, our spirit, oh God, and giving confidence to the blind and open up the eyes of those. Amen. Accept you. And those that want to accept Christ, all you have to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. And you accept them in Jesus' name. And accept God. Amen. And continue to read his word. Amen. And go ahead and just go on a ride with somebody, going out to the church. Amen. Be around people. They don't go on for your own soul. Forget about what they say. Amen. But get it with what you know what you come in for. And God will reason with you. He'll reason with you. Amen. And God bless you all. Thank you for calling in. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org on your computer. Amen. And hear these broadcasts again and many more, and share with your family and friends tomorrow and all and many more. And until next time, God bless you. We ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Father God. Well, give me the chicken and rice and the barbecue and the spring beans. Give me